To he who is, because you loved me before I knew your name and taught me there is always room at the bottom. Husband, thank you for your incredible strength and amazing grace. Be in touch, thisnakedmind.com, thisnakedmindcommunity.com, hello@thisnakedmind.com, Twitter @thisnakedmind, and Facebook, This Naked Mind. Preface. 3:33 a.m. I wake up at the same time every night. I briefly wonder if that's supposed to mean something. Probably not. Probably just a coincidence. But I know it's coming and I brace myself. The usual thoughts begin to surface. I try to piece together the previous evening, attempting to count my drinks. I count 5 glasses of wine and then the memories go fuzzy. I knew I had a few more, but I've now lost count. I wonder how anyone can drink so much. I know I can't go on like this. I start to worry about my health, beginning the well-trodden road of fear and recrimination. What were you thinking? Don't you care about anything? Anyone? How will it feel if you end up with cancer? Will serve you right. What about the kids? Can't you stop for the kids? Or Brian? They love you. There's no good reason why, but they do. Why are you so weak, so stupid? If I can just make myself see the horror of how far I've fallen, maybe then I can regain control. Next come the vows, my promises to myself to do things differently tomorrow, to fix this. Promises I never keep. I'm awake for about an hour. Sometimes I cry. Other times I'm so disgusted that all I feel is anger. Lately, I've been sneaking back into the kitchen and drinking more. Just enough to shut down my brain, to fall back asleep, and to stop hurting. These early mornings are the only time that I'm honest with myself, admitting that I drink too much and that I need to change. It's the worst part of my day, and it's always the same night after night. The next day, it's as if I've had amnesia. I turn back into this generally happy person. I can't reconcile my misery, so I simply ignore it. If you ask me about drinking, I'll tell you I love it. I'll tell you it relaxes me. It makes life fun. In fact, I'll be shocked if you don't drink with me. I'll wonder why on earth not. During the day, I feel in control. I'm successful. I'm busy. The outward signs of how much I drink, they're practically non-existent. I am so busy that I don't leave room for honesty, for questioning, and broken promises. Then the evening comes, the drinking starts, and the cycle continues, and I'm no longer in control. And the only time I'm brave enough to admit it, even to myself, is alone in the dark at 3 in the morning. The implications of what it could mean are terrifying. What if I have a problem? What if I'm an alcoholic? What if I'm not normal? And most terrifying, what if I have to give up drinking altogether? I worry that my pride will kill me because I have no intention of labeling myself. I'm afraid of the shame and the stigma. If my choice is to live a life of misery and diseased abstinence, or to drink myself into an early grave, I choose the latter. Horrifying, but absolutely true. What I know about getting help, I know from my brother who spent some time in prison. Prison in the U.S. often involves Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA meetings. He says you start every meeting admitting that you're an alcoholic, powerless against alcohol. He says they believe alcoholism is a fatal illness without a cure. And I personally know self-proclaimed alcoholics who, rather than finding peace, fight a daily battle for sobriety. It seems miserable in our culture to be sober, to live a life avoiding temptation. Recovering appears to be synonymous with just accepting life as okay and adjusting to a new reality of missing out. The idea of recovering seems to give alcohol more power, even, and maybe especially, when I'm abstaining from it. I want freedom. It's now so clear that alcohol is taking more from me than it's giving. But I want to make it small and irrelevant in my life, rather than allowing it more power over me. I want change, and I have to find another way. And I have. I now have freedom. I'm back in control. I've regained my self-respect. And I'm not locked in a battle for sobriety. I drink as much as I want whenever I want. And the truth is, I no longer want to drink. I see now that alcohol's addictive, and I'd become addicted. Obvious, right? Well, not exactly. In fact, in today's heavy drinking society, it's not obvious at all. Admitting that alcohol is a dangerous and addictive drug, like nicotine, cocaine, or heroin, has serious implications. So we confuse ourselves with all sorts of convoluted theories. But I've never been happier. I'm having more fun than ever. It's as if I've woken up from the matrix and realized that alcohol was only dulling my senses and keeping me trapped,